Translation: May Lord Sri Krishna, who is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, the proprietor and glory of all the kings alike, all the kings like Andaka and Vrishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddess of fortune, the director of all sacrifices and therefore the leader of all the living entities, the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation on the earth, the supreme all in all, be merciful upon me. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. It's a very long purport, so I'll stop one third of it, if it's all right with you, without disrespecting Srila Prabhupada. Otherwise, we were not going to have any time to speak on the other personalities. Sukadeva Goswami is one of the prominent Gatavyalikas who are freed from all misconceptions, he therefore expresses his own realized perception of Lord Sri Krishna as being the sum total of all the perfection, the personality of Godhead. Everyone is seeking the favor of the goddess of fortune, but people do not know that Lord Sri Krishna is the beloved husband of all goddess of fortune. In the Brahma Samhita, it is said that the Lord, in his transcendental abode, Goloka Vrindavan, is accustomed to herding the Surabhi cows and is served there by hundreds and thousands of goddess of fortune. All these goddess of fortune are manifestations of his transcendental pleasure potency, Ladini Shakti. In his internal energy, and when the Lord manifests himself on this earth, he partially displayed the activities of his pleasure potency in his Rasa Leela, just to attract the conditioned souls who are all after the phantasmagory pleasure potency in degraded sex enjoyment. The pure devotees of the Lord, like Sukadeva Goswami, who was completely detached from the abominable sex life of the material world, discussed this act of the Lord's pleasure potency, certainly not in relation to sex, but to relish and a transcendental taste inconceivable to the mundaners who are after sex life. Sex life is the mundane world in the root cause. Of being conditioned by the shackles of illusion. And certainly Sukadeva Goswami was never interested in the sex life of the mundane world, nor does the manifestation of the Lord's pleasure potency have any connection with such degraded things. Lord Chaitanya was a strict sannyasi, so much so that he did not allow any women to come near him, not even to bow down and to offer respects. He never even heard the prayers of the Deva Dasis offered in the temple of Jagannath, because a sannyasi is forbidden to hear songs sung by the fair sex. Yet even in the rigid position of a sannyasi, he recommended the mode of worship preferred by the gopis of Vrindavan as the topmost loving service possible to be rendered to the Lord. And Srimati Radharani is the principal head of all such goddess of fortune, and therefore she is the pleasure counterpart of the Lord and is non-different from Krishna. It's very long purport, so I think I'll stop here. And we will make a little comment on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Jnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurumalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadama Yam Dadati Swapadandikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Ete Girim Yakripata Mahambande Shri Guru Dinatarina. By the mercy of the spiritual master, a lame man can cross mountains. By his mercy, a blind man can see stars in the sky. And by his mercy, a dumb man like me can speak few words on Srimad Bhagavatam. I offer my humble obeisances on his departure day to my spiritual master. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Tamala Krishna Goswamini Tinamine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Srinavati Bhaskara Desatarine. Vanchakalpa Drubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhuvya Eva Cha Padita Nam Pavane Vyo Vashnavi Vyo Namo Nama. So, this verse It's spoken by Srila Sukadeva Goswami and his realization on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that it is the summum bonum of everything. We have the verse Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchitananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. The last line of the verse, it's very significant, that is the cause of all causes. But it doesn't mean it's the cause of war also. That is the cause of false ego. We come in this world and we display some sense of control given to us by Lord Krishna, because he's the supreme autocrat and also democrat. He's very democratic. He's the best politician. He gives the freedom, not just without, to all of us, but from within. The soul is free to do what they want. We can leave him, get down into this material world to experiment the unknown, and he let us go. And then we get in trouble. We come in this world, with all our independent desires from the Lord, we stop serving him, and driven by lust, anger, greed, we get caught up in proprietorship, what do you say in English? Proprietorship. Whatever we see, we contemplate, and we become attached to the material objects. We think that's my mom, that's my dad, that's my house, that's my land, this is my country. And we, of course, we have to protect it. Of course, I'm not trying to say anything condescending, criticize the Christ in this world, because it's a byproduct of the independence when it's misused. Is the cause of our going away from Krishna, that a it really surrounds us with problems. I feel very, very sorry for these people in Ukraine at the moment, because they're like this country is like a child, like a baby, being bullied by an adult. Russia is a mega country, and it's not really the old Russia, but it's the one person pushed by his greed, because he wants more land, more. We're not going to mention any names, but these soldiers, they're very in Ukraine. They're very. They don't fight because they hate what is standing in front of them, but they fight because they love what is behind them, their families, children, and a place to live. So, what is our little preaching is going to do to benefit this situation? But we have to pray. Devotees, there are a lot of devotees, thousands of devotees in these countries, displaced, fleeing away, women, children, innocent people. And it's a cruel reality. This is not false propaganda, it's not a dream, it's reality, it's not an illusion. Of course, the material world is illusion, but the reality that happened in it, it's a fact, a temporary situation. So here in this verse, we can hear from Sukadeva Goswami, Krishna, God, is the actually proprietor, Bhaktaram Tapasa Yoga. He's the Tapaloka Maheshwaram, is the proprietor of all the planets. And we are just, we are guests. We're passing through. We are guests. It's not a comfortable world anyway. But it's an experience that we have to go through in order to wake up, get out from this phenomena of lusty desire, which is described in this purport here. Sex life, it's all driven around that pleasure. All the lust, anger, greed, everything is from there. Everything from lust. The enjoyment of sparsa jams, and it doesn't just mean sex life. Lust is when we want something, you covet, you're attracted to something apparently beautiful, or comfort, or, you know, a thief, he sees a jewel, jewelry, you know, in the shop, and he wants it. That's lust. And then he commit crimes to get it. So that's a small scale. But then you have big so-called leaders. They have so much, but then they see a little something, a little bit extra gas, or produce from agriculture, you know, another neighbor country. They have to covet it. They want it. That's lust. So this is the lusty desire that pushes the living entities to anger if they don't get it, and greed. And then when these three phenomena, they are not satisfied, then three more children are born from this contemplation. When the false ego contemplate on the object of the senses, lust, anger and greed, and then there is madness, illusion and envy. So these are the six enemy. That they are actually, and then once they possess the mind of an innocent soul, then we call that person an enemy. So those are the real enemy. So if the leader, they become purified and understand that there's not much to gain, you know, to be peaceful. There's so much, Prabhupada used to say very often, there's so much for everybody needs in this world, but there's not enough for everyone's greed. We're living on the 20th century and everything is better than 10 years ago, correct? 10 years ago was better than 50 years ago. People before, they used to drive a chariot or bicycle. I'm talking about 100, 150 years ago. There were no cars. And donkeys and horses. That was the public transport. But now it's much, much better. We got so much facility, so much food, so much gold, so much resource. People, there was no gas before. There was logs of fire, you know, people, they would put some fire in the house and that's it. It was more austere. But, and then, you know, with the future, things, they get better. Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda Kija. The facility, the commodity, everything becomes more modernized. The comfort becomes more spread. There's a huge variety of comfort in the world. There's so much opulence. But still, we're not satisfied. What is it? Dusparena nalina cha, Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says in the Gita, the senses, no matter how much fuel you put on it, they catch fire even more. They're never satisfied. Dusparena nalina cha. So therefore, we have to engage, secret is to engage our senses. Rishikesha rishikenam sevanam bhakti ruchate. To do some service, some bhakti, just a little something. The leaders, they should learn to do little something for God, to purify their senses. Because, you know, we can't blame the mass, everybody, the mass of people, they're innocent. They're just following, you know, what the leaders, they dictate. And you could see communist country, dictatorship country, they're increasing more and more all over the world. People, they don't want that. They want freedom. And originally, we really, what they want, the people, it's this kind of freedom, to become free from Maya, from illusion. Like when a bhakta, he understand, Sukadeva Goswami understood that Lord Krishna is the proprietor of, it's a wonderful verse. Once we understand this verse, and I would advise everyone to read it when you go home once again, because if you understand and then realize who, what is the capacity of God? Why is he God? He's God because Krishna is the worshipable Lord of all devotees, the protector and glory of all the kings like Andaka and Vrishni of the Yadu dynasty, the husband of all goddess of fortune, the director of all sacrifices, and therefore the leader of all the living entities. He is the leader, the chief, the controller of all intelligence, the proprietor of all planets, spiritual and material, and the supreme incarnation of all, on the earth, the supreme all in all. So this is a little glimpse about God. The question is, if people believe in God. Because in the name of religion, you know, there's so much going on. But even when I go out on book distribution, people, they follow the culture, the way they've been educated in their doctrine, religion, or culture. But they don't believe in God. The way they speak, it's an empty can, really. They speak very nicely. They appear to be in the mode of goodness, but there is no concept of someone. Maybe some of them, Jesus is the way. Jesus is the one, is a God, you know, the prophet Muhammad. But even Muslims, you know, they don't like to give a feature, a presence. I sometimes ask them, do you have a clue how God looks like in the Muslim, you know, scriptures? Because I like to worship him. Could you tell me a little bit more about Allah? He said, no, you're not supposed to know anything about him. You know, he doesn't have a body. He doesn't have a face. He doesn't have... But he's a person. Person means he has a personality feature. So if he is a person, it means he can hear you, he can talk, right? No, he doesn't talk to mortals. And this was one of the high priests of the Islamic. So this is the concept, the illusion. What this illusion does to people. The concept of God becomes so distorted. It's a very difficult for people to perceive this personality. But like Radhanath Swami, he wrote a book, The Journey Begins From Within. If we want freedom, we don't look at it outside. The freedom is from within. First, we free ourselves. From what? From all the misconception. You see, the brain is like, the consciousness is like a bucket filled up with garbage called different types of religions. That's why Lord Krishna says in the Gita, Sarva Dharma Parityajam, Amekam Saranam Vraja, Aham Tvam Sarva Papivi. That's the only way that you can give up sin. By giving up, first of all the misconceptions of religions. Even Hinduism, I don't want to criticize any doctrine, but even Hinduism can be perceived, you know, as a machine, you know, for power, for money, or for Christianity. In the name of Christianity, so much is going on. Because if it works, if you really worked, Christianity and Catholicism, why there was so much child abuse? But it didn't work, because the priests, they were still imprisoned by the shackles of sex life, that they had to abuse children. I had many friends, they were abused. Orphans that I grew up together in a monastery, abused by priests, so-called leaders of religions. The ones they're supposed to show you the path towards God. So that is why Krishna says, give up all variety of religions. And that's what I did in one sense. I gave up my concept of Catholicism, the misconception, not the Bible teaching. I never gave up that. But the distortion, the concept, and the polluted misconception, message that they still call religion. I gave it up to understand a little bit more. And I was ready when I came up at the monastery that I was preached some by some Jehovah's Witness. I said, oh, that it's attractive. But then I was asking some questions they couldn't answer. So I took it up, you know, for a couple of weeks or something, me and my brother. But really, then something else, Buddhism, you know, I liked it more. So I gave up, you know, the Jehovah's Witness concept, you know, the soul is in the blood, and therefore even when they eat meat, they have to press the blood out of the meat and then they eat it. Otherwise you're committing violence to eat the soul of someone else. So so much misconception. They don't believe in blood transfusion. There was a friend of mine who was Jeff's the daughter, needed the blood, and he wouldn't allow anyone to offer blood to his daughter. So that was violence, in my opinion. And then Buddhism, again, I was studying the Buddhism, and so I gave up Jehovah's Witness, took up Buddhism a little bit, and again I reached the cul-de-sac. Where do you go? Where is God there? It's like a body without a head. Nirvana. Then you blend yourself with God. You become God. I didn't like that. I was afraid to become God because I don't have any power. You only feel secure when you have a power to do things, to change things. Buddhists, they can't change anything. God can change things because he has power. And then I took up the Hare Krishna. And I remember Kandadi Prabhu had me in the theater. I was a Sangeetan leader here. And all the heads of department, they were making their own presentation, how they join this society. This was about 30 years ago. The old Erzmir Borough Council were here. Shivram Swami was there. And I made my presentation with hand on my heart, very honest. I told them about this, how I changed all this different belief. And I said, here you see me as a Hare Krishna, but if I find something better than this, I'm going to leave these people. I'm prepared to change again. I give it up. They were all laughing. But then I said, but unfortunately I can't find anything better than this. So I'm stuck with these Hare Krishna people. And Shivara Maharaj was laughing. It was an honest, you know, presentation. And the Srimad Bhagavatam offers the absolute truth. The concept here of Srila Sukadeva Goswami is supposed to be read and realized by all the leaders in this world. If they take up a little bit of devotional service, they purify that lusty desire to get more and to minimize their needs, their bullying, and ultimately violence, unnecessary violence in this world, which many, many people, they will, consequently, they suffer. So it's an unfortunate situation. It's all lack of understanding. You don't need a PhD. You don't need to become a scientist to understand this or to lead a country. Any good-hearted person can lead people. But especially if that person is a godly person. Krishna will give the whole empowerment. Then you become a saintly leader. The president of Ukraine, he was not anyone special, no PhD, nothing. He was an actor. Actors, they usually sudra, considered to be sudra, but he's loved by the people because he wanted to bring them to freedom. He's a good man, in my opinion. Then everyone else has their own opinion. And he's there, in America, they offered him a ride, you know, to get out. That's what they do every time there is a crisis in a country, a small country that is being attacked. Then the leader is offered the escape. He said, I don't need the ride. I need weapons, ammunition, to protect his family, his people. So this is the situation. I'm sorry, it's on the head of everybody. That's why I had to talk about it. So today is also the disappearance day of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj and great Vaishnav. He lived up to 144 years of age, and he was given the title of Vaishnava Sarvabhauma by his Shiksha disciple Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is one of our prominent acharya, but he recognized Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj to being the chief of all the Vaishnavas. That's the title of Sarvabhauma. That's what it means. And he was very austere, very devotional, very devoted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, don't even worry too much about worshipping Lord Krishna in this age. Lord Krishna is the Dwapara avatar, whereas Lord Chaitanya is the Yoga avatar. If you want mercy, direct, quick mercy, if you want your prayers to be answered, then you worship Lord Chaitanya. It's very, very more tangible, more fast. And Lord Krishna was, he demanded, he places demand, he negotiates, you surrender to me, I protect you. Conditions, there are conditions. But Lord Chaitanya, he gives mercy even if you're not surrendered. What to speak if you surrender? Lord Chaitanya is the Yuga avatar, the most magnificent of all the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And these, they were his last words before he died for all the Vaishnavas. Be loyal, place your allegiance to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is the chief, commander-in-chief of this age. Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Tell people a little something about them. So at the age of 142 also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur put him on a basket and he carried him to around Mayapur, trying to find out the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, when he saw the yoga pit, he jumped out and he danced in ecstasy. Gauranga, Gauranga. That's the place where Lord Chaitanya was born, discovered by Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. He was always sharing his prasad. He was the best Vaishnava in these three activities, Jivadoya, Vaishnava Seva, and Namaruchi. Very merciful. His servant would give him a plate of prasad, or people would give him prasad. He would put it down and he would eat very slow, to see if anyone else will join him. And then the poppies, they were coming and eat from the same plate. And one of his servants, you know, he took the poppy away and he chased the poppy away, and Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj became very upset. He said, the mercy should be for everyone. Unless you bring him back here to share prasadam with me, I will not eat. Of course, we can't imitate that. But that was his heart. He would always share his prasadam with anyone around him. Prabhupada would always say, Grihastha means you come out after cooking and who is hungry? Who is hungry? Always feed those who needs it, those who are hungry. So that was the consciousness of Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And he loved bhajans, kirtans. He was very fond of the Panchatattva mantra. And he was also one of the gopis. In the pastimes of Lord Krishna, Rasikananda, correct? Rasikananda. Rasika Manjari, sorry. Rasikananda Manjari, one of the Manjari. Anyway, so that's Srila Bhakti, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And on this day, another personality passed away. I'm taking the liberty of going a few minutes extra because he's fasting today. Kirtan was finished late, so they told me to finish a quarter. Is that okay with you? But if you're bored, you know, we can finish class now. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj left the planets on this day 20 years ago. I was fortunate to be initiated by him. I was his first European disciple. And he accepted me as his servant. And I'll pray to Krishna that I will never disgrace him in any way. He was very confidential. Prabhupada invited him in his confidence, very confidential servant of Srila Prabhupada. Now, I don't want to speak like this because I'm partial. He's my guru, therefore everyone always thinks, you know, that my guru is the best. That is neophyte thing to say. I will never have that flag in my hand. My Guru Maharaj made a lot of mistakes, like everybody else. But somehow or another, Srila Prabhupada trusted him. He got the land in Mayapur. Prabhupada fought so many obstacles to get that land. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he dedicated his vigorously, his time, his intelligence to secure the land of Mayapur and also the land of Jew, the temple in Bombay. He helped to fight the case against those people who took Prabhupada to court and they secured the land there. He was a very strong personality. I can tell you because I felt his chastisement. Shishi Radha Gokulananda Kija. But I can also confirm that inside his chest there was a very soft heart. He had a very soft heart. And especially for preachers, for book distributors. He started a book distribution in ISKCON. Just for many of you who don't know, the Radha Damodar Party started by him, even though he used to drive crazy all the temple president around the America, stealing the brahmacharis. Of course, the brahmacharis, they liked adventure. They would go. There was two of them, Tamalakrishna Maharaj and Vishnujan Swami. And one was conquering the heart of the devotees with bhajans and lectures. Vishnujan was like, I'm sure Govinda can tell you more, because he's when I see Govinda always absorbed in Harinam Sangitan, it reminds me of Vishnujan. Tamalakrishna Maharaj instructed him. Vishnujan said, every time a devotee finds difficulty on Sangitan, I want them to phone you, and you sing them a bhajan over the phone. We don't have that now, isn't it? But it would be nice. I think, you know, all the book distributors, all devotees, when they feel down, they could phone Govinda, and he can do a little bhajan over the phone. And it worked. The devotees, they would go back to their service and do huge. I mean, it would be nice. I mean, it just came to me now, but I think it's a practice, you know, that if it's done again, it would work. I guarantee you. Or the money back. like Vaisheshika Prabhu says. Because that's the need of the heart, the bhajan and preaching. We are Agostyananda and Bhajana Kriya. You know, we perform the devotional service is a bhajan. But the singing for Krishna is also something that the heart needs it all the time. That's the reason why we chant the japa, chant the guru puja, chant the bhajans, we chant the Jai Radha Madhava, because it's refreshing for the consciousness. Every time you have a little bhajan, whether you are on your own or with the devotees, you know, it's like a little lion underneath a tree that is roaring, you know. He wakes up, he roars, and then all the black birds from the tree, they fly away. When you have a bhajans, you know, the sinful activities, the black birds of sinful activities, they fly away. So anyway, that was the modus operandi of Tamalakrishna Goswami and Vishnujan. Both they've passed on. Srila Prabhupada trusted him with his keys. Prabhupada, he never gave his key, personal key, to anyone. And he had a passport, a document, there was a box. Anyway, you all know the story. There was a key that would open up a box, and then in this box there was another little box, there was another key in it, so that you can open up. There was about 3-4 keys that you had to go through. And Prabhupada had that key around his neck sometimes, or with his Brahmana thread, and he gave it to Tamalakrishna Maharaj when he was sick, every time he would be sick. And Prabhupada had all the account numbers of the BBT, his own personal account, because BBT, Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, it's not an impersonal account. It's not an ISKCON account. That was Prabhupada's account. With his name on it. Still existing now, and has become the greatest enterprise in ISKCON for printing books. So that is Srila Prabhupada's heart. Anyone who distributes books, it's actually nourishing the heart of Srila Prabhupada and keeping the BBT alive. So anyway, he passed away, Tamalakrishna Maharaj, on this day. I was there in Mayapur. And I think you were there, Mayapur. You were there as well, Govinda. And it was a difficult thing. The GBC, they asked me to take charge of the old last rites. I didn't know what to do. There was Bhaktivedya Purna Swami, Japataka Swami, and Shivaram Maharaj, Bhakti Chira Swami. So I wanted the god brother to do the washing the body and dressing him up, but they said, no, this is the duty of the disciple. So they asked me to. Because, you know, when your guru passed away, it's like your father is left, you know, you just want to sit somewhere and cry. It's not a small thing. It's especially because, you know, I had a very intimate moment with him. And one of his latest correspondents to me said, if you carry on distributing books, I promise you I will present you. One day I'll present you before Srila Prabhupada. And it was very encouraging. And this is the reason why I'm still following his wish. So anyway, today is special day. Appearance, disappearance is all the same for us. That's what they say. And I don't know why we're doing half-day fast. I guess it's for Jagannath Babaji Maharaj disappearance day. And so we will adjourn the class, and I invite everyone to, you know, keep a little prayer, just a little, even for a few seconds. Krishna will, in your heart, will hear you to protect the devotees and the innocent people, not just devotees, because everyone is a devotee of Krishna. There are those who are aware of it and those that are not aware of it. That is why Lord Krishna in the Gita says, anyone who preach my message to my devotees is very dear to me. When he says that, he doesn't say my message to the Hare Krishna devotees. He didn't say that. I don't think Gokulananda, that's the way I understood it. But if you understood it differently, correct me. In the Gita, he says, anyone who preach this message to my devotee is very dear to me. Does it mean me preaching his message to you? No, it's also outside. And preaching comes in three forms. Harinam, book distribution, prasad distribution. Because everyone is a devotee of Krishna. Innocent people they are, and that's why we're preaching to them. They're just not aware of it. Krishna is in the heart of everyone. And he says here, at the end of the purport, he's the leader and well-wisher of all the living entities. Not just our leader, of all the living entities, whether they are in this material world or spiritual world. So, on that note, we'll finish the class here and ask if there's any questions or any comment. Yes. By the way, yesterday I liked your comment on the Varnashram. Dave, was you speaking? I couldn't see you, but I recognized your voice. That was the best conclusion. Especially when you said, end of the story. Devi Varnashram. That's the answer. Varnashram is good, but when you make it divine, it's perfect. That means a Sudra can become pure devotee, Vashya pure devotee, Kshatriya become pure devotee, and a Brahman. That's what it means. Devi, Prabhupada wanted to set up a Devi Varnashram, not just Varnashram. Anyway, I'm just supporting your point. Yes.
I was reading a lecture from Srila Prabhupada, and he saying that if the people do not become truly God conscious, and he mentioned the dollar that they have, God, in God we trust. And he said, nonsense, if they don't really trust in God, then communism will take over, he said. The next thing will happen is that communism will take over and the whole world will be destroyed. He said like this in this class.
Good point. Thank you. Yeah.
Also, Prabhu, I wanted to say, just for historical evidence, that Ukraine is a big victim to Russia and the West. Because for a long time now, the West, because Ukraine is on the border with Russia, mm-hmm. they set their eyes on it. So they have been promising them so many things, and they want to take Ukraine to the West. But it is like two demons fighting each other, and Ukraine is the victim of it. It's the West and Russia fighting each other. Ukraine is the victim. None of them is better than the other. They just present a different face. And this Prime Minister of Ukraine, Mr. Zelensky, he is a very sentimental man with a kind heart, and he wants the best all for the people. But I read his biography, and he's irreligious. He's
Jewish, isn't he?
He's quarterly Jewish only. Mm. He was never religious. Religion is not in his agenda at all. So, when as devotees, then we see all these things, and then we think, okay, what Srila Prabhupada said, but trust really in God. And our part, because we are so helpless, we feel so bad for all this that's happening there now. And how can we help is what the devotee thinks. The only thing we can do is just become more Krishna conscious and take shelter in Krishna more, more. Because everything that happens in this world is my humble realization. Every adversity that happens outside and in our lives and inside our minds, it is only Krishna's material energy which is put there to make us surrender more to Krishna. This is the only lesson a living entity has in the material world at the end of the day.
So thank you.
When we feel helpless, then we just take more shelter in Krishna. And this way the good vibration will go out, and this way maybe we can help the situation.
Mm. But we can always pray anyway.
Prayer is also part of the good vibration.
Yes. Suffering is tangible, and Vaishnavas, they're always paradukaduki, adverse to suffering. They suffer when they see other people suffering. And I feel, I was talking to my wife yesterday, you know, that I was having a little bit of dinner while watching the news, and, you know, you don't feel good when you eat while other people, they're starving for basic necessity and living in fear. It just doesn't feel good, but that's me. Anything else from anyone
this
else?
This devotee who was shot, he's a devotee from the Ukrainian temple. He was shot in the heart. He was aiming for his heart, but by Krishna's mercy, the bullet was struck in metal, and then he went on his arm only. So he was only shot in the arm. Now he's in the house. They bricked up the windows of the house with him and his family, and they have food only for 3 days, apparently. And they nowhere to buy any. And there was this devotee who was posting and saying if anybody can help, and you know, like.
Yes, it's a difficult situation. Anything else from anyone? Yes, Govinda Prabhu.
Thank you for your words of compassion. Just a comment in relation to that. It's very disturbing when people are going through deep suffering if they get a sort of philosophically detached presentation from any religion to say, well, it's just karma or it's just this, be transcendental, when it doesn't actually connect to their heart-to-heart connection. So I think it's very important in these times that anyone, even from the purpose of preaching, just from the purpose of humanity, is to show your heart, because at that time, that's what people actually notice in the time of suffering. They don't actually... They find it very distasteful if you sort of give them a philosophical lecture about detachment in their hour of need. So yeah, the heart is what conquers. Thank you.
I remember there was a homeless person in Watford, and Watford. And usually I buy him, you know, a sandwich, vegetarian sandwich. So anyway, it was very cold, he was hungry, and James is his name, you know. So he's a genuine, and I said, have you eaten today? He said, yeah, I had a little something this morning. But don't worry, by God's grace, he knows the devotees, by the way, something will come. And I went inside, he was hungry, and I went inside the shop, and I couldn't find anything, sandwich, vegetarian. So I had to get him the sandwich with eggs in it. And I Shri Vishnut. Of course, you know, please don't repeat, you know, what it was just, but I felt, you know, okay, at least it will satisfy his anger. Sometimes I put aside the philosophy, you know, the karma, I'll get the karma, that's fine. I'm going to suffer for the poor little chicken to be eaten, but that's fine. But and at least, you know, I will fulfill the hunger of someone. So sometimes humanitarian thing, you know, it takes people long. That's what they want to see at the moment, not the philosophy. Sometimes we think we could become careless. Neophyte devotees could think they're suffering because it's their karma. Otherwise, we all get what we deserve. Sometimes devotees, they speak like that, and I don't like it. Even though it may be, you know, it's not for us to judge, but like Mataji said, you know, Krishna is putting us to a test and to see how we react and how people, they pass their own test. Sometimes it could be a test, not necessarily a karma. So let's leave the judgment to the Lord, and we could do the needful. So like that.
You put some pictures on Facebook that you were...
you saw the pictures.
Yeah, yeah. And now every time I go to Tesco, I also give him something, and I say to him, Hare Krishna, and he recognized me. Hare Krishna.
There you are.
That's because of you, Prabhu.
Thank you. Jai, whole glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.